This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. A lot of us are stuck at home right now, socially distancing to slow the spread of coronavirus. This poses a particularly big problem for people of faith who are used to coming together to worship. And some Christian congregations in Northeast Pennsylvania have come up with a creative solution during the pandemic. Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports they're holding Sunday services at a drive-in movie theater.
Morning. It's so good to see all of you. Hey, boys.
By a little after 10 a.m., the line of cars waiting to pull into Becky's drive-in theater snaked a half mile down the road. Volunteers in yellow safety vests guided people into their spots, making sure to keep the required 6 feet away. Drivers found ways to safely say thanks. Dwight Addington was greeting each car as it pulled in. He's a pastor at Bethany Wesleyan Church in Northampton County, which was hosting the day's service.
You know, we were made for a community. We were made for a community with God and with others as well. And so, you know, it gives that kind of an opportunity at the same time being as safe as we possibly can.
In-person community is in short supply. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has ordered all non-life-sustaining businesses closed and is strongly discouraging gatherings to try and stop the spread of coronavirus. At the drive-in, people aren't allowed to get out of their cars. They shout back and forth through half-cracked windows, rows of vehicles beneath an Appalachian mountain range. It's not the same as sitting together in a pew, but right now, it goes a long way.
When we're together on a Sunday, I mean, you know everybody by name.
Melissa Scheuer is a stay-at-home mom from nearby Lehighton.
When we don't have that and we're not able to do that, at least here, we were able to see every pastor as we came in the drive, you know, and that means a lot.
Like many of the 1,000-plus people here, Scheuer came in a caravan of friends and family. One car down is a close friend, a teacher in the area, forced to close up her classroom early. And the next vehicle is Scheuer's daughter, Taylor, who's recovering from a long week working in a grocery warehouse.
Right now, we're really big on like our beans and grains and stuff because people are going crazy.
So what does being out here on a Sunday morning mean to you?
It's kind of giving the feel of freedom still that you can't really get anymore.
Many of the worshipers say they aren't that worried about the outbreak, and some are even finding new ways to enjoy life during the shutdown. Jeffrey Hausman is a disabled former firefighter from Slatington.
We have a walking trail in our town. And it is packed solid every day since the shutdown.
Are you walking the trail?
Oh, yes. Loving it.
Dean Deppy helps run Becky's drive-in. He says coronavirus has completely upended his normal business, so he's letting Bethany Wesleyan and another local church use the drive-in for free. Deppy says it's a good fit. Drive-ins are all about community.
You're sitting next to people talking during the movie and interacting, kids running around acting up. It's a little more of a social event.
Around 11 a.m., the church band took the stage. The congregation dialed into the drive-in's radio signal, 90.7. They used their horns as a kind of amen. Pastor Kevin Federhoff asked his congregation to look to Scripture for guidance, citing Jesus' trial in the desert.
When Jesus was in his pandemic, if you will, in his quarantine, if you will, he fasted, he prayed. He also determined in the depths of himself that he would not sell out because he knew that the 40 days were going to come to an end.
The church is planning to keep hosting drive-in service as long as they can, and many said they'd be back next weekend. Worshippers will still have to be alone, but here they can be alone together. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.